Okay, today we're learning Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're holding toward the top of Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, and let's get started. So the Gemara tells us as follows: Maisa relating to a guy touching wine. Hahi esroga. There was an esrog. The nafal lechavisa dechamra that fell into a barrel of wine. So idri ovid kavim. A guy jumped and put his hand in the wine v'shakle to take out the esrog to retrieve the fruit that had fallen in. Amlu Ravashi naktu liyadei ki echdel lishach shechlebei. So Ravashi said, "Quick, grab his hand, hold it still, so that he doesn't move his hand around too much and be mishach shech in the wine." And then they leaned the barrel over onto its side until all the wine that was in the barrel spilled out into another kli, and then he was able to take his hand out of the wine. So main point number one, if a guy sticks his hand into the wine, it doesn't become aser until he actually shakes his hand around. Okay, now the Gemara discusses, are you allowed to get payment from a guy who was menasech yayin? Amravashi, hay ovin chavim denaschi l'chamra di Yisrael. A guy was menasech wine of a Jew, b'kavana, purposely. Afal gav de lezabunune l'ovin chavim achrina aser. Even though it was to sell to another guy, it's aser, because yayin nasech is aser b'anah, so he's not allowed to get payment for this wine. So, shari lei l'mishkal dame me'ahu ovin chavim. So, nevertheless, even though he would not be allowed to sell that wine to somebody else because it's Yari Nesach, but he's allowed to take payment for the damages to the wine from the guy himself who did this. My time, what's the reason that he's allowed to do that? Mikla Kalye. It's considered as if the guy burnt the wine, destroyed the wine, damaged the wine, and when damage is done to your property, you're allowed to get payment for that damage. So Amar Ravashi Minah Minallah, how do I know that this is true, that you're allowed to get payment for the value of the wine? Titania, because we have a brisa. Ovid Chum Shenisech Yeno Shal Yisrael. If a guy is menasech the yayin of a Jewish person by being meshach shech yado l'shem avodah zara shelo b'fnei avodah chavim, and he does it not in front of an avodah zara, the wine becomes aser b'anav. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira matirin. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira are both matir the wine b'anav mishum shnei dvarim, for two reasons. Echad she'ein menasech yayin el b'fnei avodah chavim. One is that it's not a legitimate nisuch if it was not done in front of an avodah zara. Ve'echad shomer lo lo kalim anech she'tas. So Yeni, see that the Jew could tell the guy, you don't have the ability to aser, you shouldn't be qualified to aser my wine against my will. So you can't aser davar sheino shalom. So from Yudah and Bav and Yudah and Seder, we see that a Jew can take payment for what the guy did to his wine. So main point, if a guy is menasech the wine of a Jew without permission, thereby making it aser bana, the Jew is allowed to take damage payment from that guy. Now the Gemara brings another Maisa as far as a guy touching wine goes. There was a barrel of wine, the ishtakal labarza, that the spout was taken, was removed from the barrel, so it was like the spout fell off, so the wine just started pouring out. So asa ovid chavim idri anach yada ilavei. A guy came, he jumped up, and he put his hand on the on where the hole was to stop the wine from spilling out. Amrav Papa called the hadi barza chamra asur. Whatever flow of wine is right near the spout is going to be asur to drink because the guy has touched it. The idach, but all the rest of the wine in the barrel shari is going to be mutter to drink. The ikada amri Amrav Papa. The adabarza chamra asir v'idach shari. And some say that he said it a little differently, that all the wine that's above the hole, that where the spout was, is asir to drink, because all of that wine would have spilled out through that spout had the guy not held it. But the wine beneath the hole is mutter. Amr of Yemar Kitanai, that Rav Papa is not in agreement with everybody. It's talui in a machlokas tanaim, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Tevul Yom, chaviz shenikva, if you have a barrel that has truma wine in it, that has a hole in the barrel, Bain mi piha, bain mi shuleha, bain mi tzideha, whether the hole is by the mouth of the barrel, or it is on the bottom of the barrel, or it is on the side of the barrel, v'nagabo tuvul yom, in a tuvul yom, person who went to the mikvah but has to wait until nightfall to become totally tahar, touches that wine, and though it's truma wine in the barrel, tamea, the wine becomes, the truma in the barrel becomes tame. Rabbi Yehuda omer mipia umishuleha tamea mitzideha tahora. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I'm only moded to the Tanakhama that the truma is going to be tame if it's mipia umishuleha, if it's on the mouth of the barrel or on the bottom of the barrel. But if it's on the side of the barrel, then the truma in the barrel mitzideha tahora. If it's on the side of the barrel, it's tahora mitzideha. Whatever is next to the nekev on either side. The reason is the wine that's on the sides is not considered connected to aser, the wine that's in the barrel, like Rav Papa said. Whereas the Chum disagree, and they hold that it's all considered chibur, and all of the contents of the barrel become aser. So main point over here, machlokes, if a guy plugs up a hole in a barrel with his hand, whether all of the wine in the barrel becomes aser, or only some of the wine in the barrel becomes aser. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up over there on Daf Samach Amar Aleph.